Good morning, students. Welcome to our today's teaching on e-learning platform. I am teaching from All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo River State. I'm going to teach government for SS2, and our today's topic is going to be indirect rule system. I am still your teacher, Mrs. Florence Iwanyanwu, your government / CRK teacher. Our last topic was colonial administration. I told you how the colonial masters came to stay in Nigeria, how they devised different administrative strategies, and one of them is what we are going to treat today. So our today's topic is going to be indirect rule system. We're going to find out the meaning of indirect rule system. Okay, and we're going to find out the features of indirect rule system. We're also going to look at the reasons for adoption of indirect rule system. Please pay attention. You could use any of the texts that is essential and comprehensive, any one of your choice. Now, we're going to start with the definition of indirect rule system. Remember that indirect rule system is continuation of colonial administration. Okay. Indirect rule is a system of administration in which the British colonial government adopted as its colonial policy in dealing with the people by using the traditional rulers, the traditional political institutions, administrative and cultural and judicial structures as intermediaries, while the British officials mainly advised where necessary. Okay, now this definition you must learn. There is no easy way out about it. It is compulsory. You must learn the definition of indirect rule system. Now, simply, when the colonial masters came to Africa, okay, there was partitioning of Africa, which I told you the previous topic, and it happens that Nigeria and some other West African countries fell into the territory of Britain. And of course, the British government found it extremely difficult to handle Nigerian geographical location. Okay? It was so big that they now devised a means. Remember that the major reason for this indirect rule system was for administrative convenience, and for the fact that they have also practiced this system elsewhere and it worked. Okay? Remember that I said briefly last time that their French counterparts introduced a system of assimilation, which failed woefully. But we are going to take it step by step. Now, it is also known as native authority. Native authority was an institution of local administration of indirect rule system in British West Africa. Now, categorically, this native authority, a situation where the British colonial masters used the traditional rulers to carry out their duties, okay, within their colonial territories. Okay, now let's take the features one after the other. All right. Now we have number one, traditional rulers. The colonialists rule indirectly by engaging the traditional rulers and the chiefs to govern the people. Now you see, before we started this indirect system, we did pre-colonial political administration, and I told you it was necessary for you to know how it happened in the three different regions. And of course, these traditional rulers operated in different forms according to their customs and tradition. So in order not to change anything, the colonial masters allowed them to hold the helm of affairs in terms of what concerns their people. Okay, the next point is the traditional system of government, okay, was utilized. The traditional system of government was utilized. In the Igbo land, their system of government was acephalous or decentralized. That was what they used in the eastern region. While in the northern region, if you still remember, the system of administration then was centralized. That's exactly what they used. The same thing is applicable to the Yoruba, where we saw the use of checks and balances. Okay. The next point is customs and traditions. Customs and traditions. The customs and tradition of the people played a significant role in the administration, just like I pointed out earlier. Okay, what was obtainable in the East was not obtainable in the West and the North. And therefore, they tried to go according to the customs and tradition of the people, not necessarily trying to change their system. Okay, another point is respect for the culture. Respect for the culture. The colonial masters seem to have lots of respect for the people's culture. Okay, they allow the people to go ahead with their cultural heritage without necessarily trying to make them do exactly the way they do. All right, and I think it augured well with the people because they didn't try to change their system. All right, the next one was British officials. British officials. They were to guide where need be. They were to enforce colonial regulations. For instance, resident and district officials or officers. Now, at a point during the pre-colonial political administration, especially the North, for example, we saw that there was a time the tax system was introduced. And of course, we realized that before the white man came, the Northerners were already used to paying taxes. So when these taxes was introduced to different regions, it was very easy for them to do it in the North. And it was the duty of these British officials, or what the people would call the district commissioners, that made it very easy for them to collect. Yes, they might be using the traditional rulers, but the traditional rulers were just like stooges, okay? They have no power of their own. In fact, we shall see this when you get to SS3. The 1946 Richards Constitution was criticized for not giving full responsibility to the ministers. They said the ministers were ministers without portfolio, but that's not important right now. Now, what I'm trying to buttress here is that the British officials played the major role. The traditional rulers were just like stooges. They were just there because they were intermediaries. They were there because the British officials could not even understand the language of the people. There was a kind of language barrier, okay? We shall see that in reasons for adoption. Okay, the next point is respect for the traditional rulers. Respect for the traditional rulers. The British colonial masters had a lot of respect for the traditional rulers, okay? And those of them in position of authority. That was why they allowed them to operate the system according to the way they had been doing it. Honestly, the British officials were very smart. There might have been a revolution if they had tried to change or probably reinstate or probably appoint their own people. Notwithstanding, there was an appointment in the eastern part of the country where the Warren chiefs were appointed. Okay, they were one of the reasons why indirect rule did not succeed in the East. The Warren chief's appointment, did not really augur well with the people, but that's not important right now. Now, another one is cost of administration. Cost of administration. Okay, cost of administration. It is important for us to understand that the cost of administration was not high because those involved were paid peanuts. In fact, there was one of these books I read about the colonial administration in Nigeria, and the author was stressing that Nigerians, those traditional rulers, were so, I don't know how to put it, that is, they were very, very, you know, flabbergasted, if I might use that word, for being part of the system, that they didn't care whatever they were given. In fact, the author said some of them were comfortable with just ordinary handshake. You can imagine that. With ordinary handshake, they were satisfied. So the British were paying little or nothing to those who were working for them, and that made the system very comfortable. Okay. Another feature is police and prison. Very, very important. Police and prison. There was provision for police and prison. This was a kind of system through which they were able to tame some of those who went contrary to the laws. Now remember, in the pre-colonial political administration in the north, there was already existence of police and prison ever before the colonial masters came. Another feature is collection of taxes. Don't forget this, collection of taxes. The whites made use of natural agricultural produce, and of course they collected taxes. And these taxes aided the administrative procedure. Okay, they had no money when they came. They had little or nothing. So when they imposed the people to pay a certain amount of money in the name of taxes, they were using it to do whatever they wanted to do. Okay, now we have native courts. Native courts were also one of the features of indirect rule system. Now let's look at the reasons for adoption. Please remember that there's a huge difference from or between reasons for adoption and features. Don't mistake them, because the moment you transfer this to this, you're having zero. Reasons for the adoption of indirect rule system. Now, number one, lack of British personnel. Lack of British personnel. The colonial masters never had enough manpower. The British personnel were very few. Honestly, this reminds me of what the legend Julius Nyerere of Tanzania said. He said, and I quote, "Thanks to the giant mosquitoes that reduce the population of the British colonial masters," unquote. Now, what he was trying to buttress here is that if not for the kind of mosquito bites that gave malaria to the British colonial masters, their population would have been more than it was, because many of them died as a result of malaria. Okay, that was why they were very few in number. So as a result of their number being very few, they decided to adopt indirect rule system. Another reason for adoption is insufficient fund. There was no sufficient fund from the British government to engage British officials for indirect administration. Are you there? Okay. Another point is poor climate. Poor climate. Poor climatic condition also aggravated the situation. Many British citizens refused coming down to be involved in the administration due to poor climate and the presence of mosquitoes. Africa was nicknamed the white man's grave as a result of these factors. Okay, the mosquitoes mainly killed them in their hundreds. And because of that, they were scared. It was as if anyone who tried to come here was indirectly digging his grave. Okay, another reason for adoption of indirect system is to satisfy their economic needs. The colonialists wanted to create markets for their goods and to encourage West Africans to produce those raw materials. Are you there? Inasmuch as they are trying to market their goods and services, they were at the same time extracting their raw materials. Honestly, you know, whenever I go through this, I don't know how I feel. I feel terrible. And just last weekend, I was listening to the speech made by the transport minister, Honorable Retumi Amechi, talking about the loans Nigeria had been taking from China, you know, that it has a clause. The clause stated that if Nigeria is unable to pay those loans as at when due, their sovereignty will be taken away. Can you beat that? As in, what they are trying to talk about is a modern way of recolonizing Nigeria. I mean, that should be laughable. When every other African country had, you know, left the stage of colonialism, Nigeria is trying to go back to colonial administration. Oh my goodness. Honestly, I don't know how I felt, but it's just for us to understand what's really going on. And the imbeciles that are there in the name of House of Representatives and those in the Senate, you know, who are supposed to be the lawmakers, are not helping matters. How can they approve of loans with such terrible, you know, conditions? I mean, it's frightening. What's going to happen tomorrow? Okay. Another point is the British officials lacked adequate knowledge of the local areas in the country. The British officials lacked adequate knowledge of the local areas in the country. Of course, they didn't know their whereabouts. Okay. The geographical location of the country was so large, so they needed people to do things for them. Another one is language barrier. Language barrier. Indirect rule succeeded in removing the language barrier that would have posed a problem to the British colonial administration if indirect rule was adopted. Okay? There would have been a very big problem. But because they used the traditional rulers, it made it a lot easier for them. English language used by Britain was quite different from language of most of our colonies, for example, in Nigeria. Okay? And you will understand that when you are listening to the English of a Briton, it sounds different from that of an American. Okay? Theirs is deeper. And of course, it seems they speak through their noses if you listen. So it was terribly difficult. And our own language sounded as if we're, you know, saying nonsense. Okay? But for them, they needed to understand what we're talking about, so they used the indigenous people. Okay. Another point is large expanse of land. Large expanse of land. Areas administered by Britain are so large that indirect administration was a better option. Okay? If you look at the map of Nigeria, if you look at